Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how are you this morning?
About the same as always. But, you know, people can interpret that however they want.
Well, I think you're a little happier this morning.
I'm my usual self. It is Saturday, July 25th, 2020. It is 10:04 in the morning. We always say that because this show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight, unless there's a sporting event, and there may be. And if there is one, we'll be on after the sporting event.
Go Blue Jays!
Blue Jays.
Yeah, they're playing in Buffalo.
That's, oh, really?
Team now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming if you go to our website, sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming. You're all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. You miss a show, you want to replay a show, you can't sleep at night. You can go to the website, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and years of shows are there. Also, finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Yep. Speaking of the Blue Jays.
Did they cover that?
I've never been to a Major League Baseball game ever in my life. So.
Really? I have.
No, they... Yeah, well, I'm sure.
When I was young.
Well, you're from New York.
Yeah. When you're young, they're exciting. When you're old, they're boring.
I don't know. I don't like looking through the net.
Well, I also don't like all the time it takes. You know, when I used to play, what would you say? Ball, you know, play baseball.
Stick ball?
Sandlot.
Baseball. T-ball.
No, but if I used to play with my friends, right? I used to pitch. Ball come back to me, throw it. Ball comes back to me, pitch it. Ball comes back to me, pitch it. Here, they take a half an hour between pitches, you know. I mean, ridiculous.
But how could you play? You need, three or four people to play.
Three or four people.
Well, you said with your friends. Anyway, so the Stone and McCarthy, yes. I don't know. It's a nice report. It gives you things.
It gives you a lot of interesting information, you know, statistics, and then gives you their opinion. Know about what went on and that type of thing, and It's short, which is nice. It's concise. It's understandable. You know, it's not. It's not typical economist lingo that you can't understand what they're telling you.
No, but it's biased. I think
everything's biased.
The economy is awash in available credit, and the only ones borrowing and spending it are the U.S. government and, to a lesser extent, home buyers. The latter may soon be scaling back their appetite for new loans as a heightened anxiety over job security. Anyway, but I think the.
You really sold that, I'll tell you.
There you go. What's coming up with Congress? That's what I think is, taking care of this whole market. I don't know. It seems to me that something's going to get done, right? I mean.
Oh yeah, something will get done. Yeah. It just depends on how long it takes them to do it. Because I think the unemployment thing ends.
It's over.
No, it's July 31st.
It's over now.
Is it really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Why do they say July 31st?
Well, that's when they get the check next week.
Oh, okay.
But it's over now.
But it's over officially. Okay. Yeah. So just depends on how long,
The party's
over. Right now, as always, phone lines wide open. Big white screen there. 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Give us a call. Very easy to get in right now. If, for some reason, you don't want to call us, but we do like talking to you, but if you would like to use our chat box, you can go to our website, saperston.com, saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, and you're there. And then you have to click on something else.
Yeah, it says join the chat box or something.
Does it? Yeah.
When I look, I go, I'll remember.
I never remember.
But it's very simple. You just click.
It says
on it.
Join the chat box, and then you're all set.
You can part of the club.
Yep. You can type in a question. You can type in a symbol. And if you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. So right now, as I said before, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
And those people that didn't call into the previous show can call and ask us questions about their health.
I'm sure we'll give them very good advice.
Well, so. We won't. Jimmy will.
Oh, Jimmy
will. Producer,
okay,
our crack right, producer. Yeah.
So, let's see. Nothing on the chat box?
Yeah, we have a couple of things. Art in New Jersey. Good morning, Art. Good talking to you last week. Questions on Comcast, CMCSA, which closed at 43.45. Oh, he says he's going to be calling. This could be him, but I guess I jumped the gun. What else is new?
What else is new?
Yeah, so we'll do that, and then he has another one. So,
CMCSA, right?
Yes, Comcast. I understand they're an entertainment company, cable company.
Well, I've read some very bullish things on them, that they're doing good things, they're, as some other cable companies may not, apparently they know what they're doing. And right now, did he say he owned it or what? I don't know. He probably does. He usually owns everything. But it's...
Unless he's looking to buy it.
Yeah, it looks good. It actually, if it goes to 44, gives another buy signal. Looks like if it goes to 44, the next target would be 47, which agrees with the price objective of 48. Based on the point and figure chart for what it's worth, and we always say take it with a grain of salt. I would do, as we always say, a little bit of your research into the company, because there's a lot of interesting things that they're doing, and they're considered, one of the better plays in that area. Mm-hmm. And if you get above, you have to get up to the 48 area for a clear breakout and maybe much higher levels. So it looks okay. The 200 days at 41.49. It closed at 43.35. So it's above the 200 day, and the 50 day is still below the 200 day. So I'd like to see that move above the 200 day. 50 days about 40. So I would only reevaluate if it got under 40.
Right, and I happen to know some people that have Comcast as their cable system.
They love it. Everybody hates their cable system.
No. I like Fios.
I have Spectrum, and I've never had a problem with it, yet I hear all sorts of other people hate it. I hated Fios, okay, in terms of dealing with them.
Yeah, but you're not a regular person.
No, in dealing with them, They were very difficult people to deal with, so.
Well, I had a Spectrum situation, but we have a caller, so we can talk about Spectrum.
You know, I've been lucky.
I was there yesterday.
Were you there? Okay.
Yeah, for my mother. She lives in the city. She has Spectrum.
Oh, so she has Spectrum. Okay. Yeah. Right now,
her internet
phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
She's 95.
We're going to go to Art. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. I heard only part of that Comcast thing because I was between a second call and turning the sound off on my laptop.
Well, that's too bad. It's all done. You'll have to listen to the replay.
Yeah, I'll listen on the repeat tonight anyway.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to thank everyone, especially Willard, for a nice letter I got concerning the events that took place on my birthday year. It was very, very nice.
Oh,
how much was bread back then? Anyway, no, go ahead.
About 26 cents a loaf.
There you go.
Very good.
I don't have it in front of me, but everything was cheap. Gasoline was a quarter a gallon.
That I remember.
It was a quarter forever.
I date myself.
Oh, yeah. The regular and the high test, if you really want to sprung for it, it was 29 cents a gallon.
They used to run some big sales every once in a while, 19 cents a gallon.
Yeah. Do you remember the tiger in your tank with your XO at that time? They had a furry thing you tied around your gas tank.
Isn't this nice going down memory lane
here?
There you
go.
Yes. Oh, it's just wonderful.
Yep.
Also,
so
David,
do you own Comcast, Art? That was a big question.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have it, I guess, about 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a spinoff, or it must have been a thing. I didn't buy it directly. And I saw in the Barron's that they had a question about a dispute with TiVo about a patent, and there's a third trial coming up this week.
Well, the TiVo thing, I saw that too, and they said all they did was they found a workaround, you know.
Right, so, yeah, that's great.
Whatever it is, it is, yep.
Yeah, and thanks, hello to the dreamer. I see the gold came up about $1,900 an ounce.
Yeah,
moving along. Silver's really taken off lately too, so...
Yeah.
It's about time.
And David, thank you for helping me out to try and get me that electronic access, which I wasn't able to do, but it wasn't a fault with the program, with me or David. So,
Right. Anyway. Of course, not me, but no, that's
no,
right. Sorry, couldn't happen.
For two things today. One, my mouse battery died. I had to rush in and change it in between as the show was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I changed my ID to my name. Then I went and from the chat box, I went into the call center to listen to you, and I come back and it had disappeared again. I had to redo it, so I don't know what's going on.
They're trying to protect you.
Yeah, right. They don't want me to say who I am.
Exactly.
And
believe me, it's a lot safer, Art.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want other people to know your business, believe me.
Okay,
yep.
I understand.
So, yep.
Second item then was the Pacific Gas. Now, I've held that a while. I bought it. I sold it at a nice tax loss, and I bought it back. I'm holding it at Sapperston. And the analyst in Barron said that it could be worth as much as $16 a share, and I think it's about $8.50 now.
The Pacific?
I bought it at $8.50.
Yeah, PCG.
Right?
Yeah, 9.36 it closed down.
Yeah,
9.36.
Now you don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, it's been holding pretty solidly in the high eights, you know, to the nine area or so.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a longer-term bet, might not be bad now.
Right. It's going to be a hold, I guess, then. For me.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah, I took the loss. I'm holding the same amount at a lower price.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that a few times.
No, it's good.
Stocks.
Good system.
Yep.
Yeah, works good. And that's it, I guess, for today.
Okay.
And I hope you guys are doing very well. I'm stationed at home, of course. And,
yeah. Who runs your cable system? Just curiously.
Okay. Optimum. And that was Cablevision. Optimum.
Okay.
I've never had any problem except the price. Now, if you see the commercial on TV for one of those cable things, and the two people that come in and throw it down, he says, "I think this is a letter to ask for money." Oh no, this is a cable bill, you know, and that's the problem. It's about $230 a month.
That's nuts.
But I get everything, you know.
Well, you get everything. Well, do you need everything?
No, I don't. I don't need any of the different language stations. I don't watch most of the sports.
It's ridiculous. And you can go out and you can find little bundles out there from different outfits for $40 a month or something.
And if I try and trim it through Optimum, I have to take, like if I have a silver plan, I have to take off several things I do want.
They know what they're doing. I remember I did that with Verizon. I was all excited because they were going to come out, choose your bundle, you know, and all that. So I said, okay, if I choose my bundle, oh, you save $5. Forget it.
Not worth it with a bundle.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I have quite a bit of Verizon. Now, my sister had Verizon as a for her TV, and it was all kinds of problems with it. And then when they came to take it back, they gave a receipt, and then they later called her up and sent her a letter telling her she owed money because they never got the hardware back.
Sent back.
It was horrible.
Yep, so. I know.
So I'm very pleased.
Okay.
Love the show.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll be listening to the rest of it.
Okay.
Right, thanks.
If somebody calls, if they don't, we're both going home. You know, so that's it. Anyway.
I'm staying.
You can stay.
Put it on a tape delay.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Ike. Good talking.
Right now, phone lines, believe it or not, are wide open again. 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
I think people are just out there listening to our witty banter.
Is that it? Yeah. Or you can go to our chat box at sapriston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. Says chat and archives, and there you are. And then you click on another thing that says join the chat.
There you go.
Join the chat.
Join the club, something that you've never been asked to do. Anyway, so we do have somebody there.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Want to know if you, Peter, I put that in there.
Did I find? No, okay.
Do you have a possible target for Cummings, CMI, which closed at 188.24, person owns some, thinking of selling some? That's a very good question.
What, thinking of selling some?
No, it's a good question. That was a comment.
Well, I mean, I see what he's saying. I mean, it could be an all-time high. My chart doesn't go back that far, you know. But
it's an old company.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a very cyclical company.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, involved somewhat, I guess, with the electrical vehicle thing, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For trucks, which is big now, you know. And nothing wrong, once again, with taking a small amount or whatever percent, taking half, taking a quarter, you know, and then, you know, that's it.
Right.
And let the other ones go. It looks very, very strong. You know, target's about 206 based on the charting method, which you always say take with a grain of salt.
I got a 52-week high of 192.31, so it's a little below that.
Oh, so, yeah, but has this been an all-time high?
I don't know.
I know you don't know.
I'm going to find out.
Right, go find out.
All right.
So, you can read this week's Barron's because there's an article about, you know, the electrifying, hydrifying, liquefying, whatever, for trucks coming up. You know, mm-hmm. there's hydrogen fuel.
There's a number of companies out there.
Yeah, a lot of things out there. Natural gas. And they do mention Cummings in there. And so I do refer you to that article for a little bit more research. But, you know, if you have a big, big, big profit, I always think you should take a little bit, you know. Take, you know, what you feel comfortable taking off. You know, right now the 200 days way back at 165, the 50 days at 172. And it might give a sell signal. I always say that because sometimes you can get the false signal.
Okay.
Sell signals at 170. So I would say I'd only reevaluate, you know, at 170 or so.
192.50 was
the all-time high, right?
Was the all-time high.
Yeah,
January 26, 2018.
Yeah.
So it's broken that. It's 19 cents below that.
Now, right.
Mm-hmm. No, the 52-week high is 19 cents below the all-time high.
Oh, is it? So it didn't quite make it,
no.
You mean?
No, that was in January
of 2018.
All right,
so that's another reason to take a potential, a little bit off it, you know. But once again, if you're willing to, you know, if it possibly dropped to 170 and say, okay, I might want to sell more, might want to get out, that's the reevaluation point.
There you go.
Okay. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Bob. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Okay,
good,
what's
thank
up?
You.
I received a phone cold call about something called an auto-callable contingent buffered equity note.
Oh, I know that.
Do you?
No,
yeah.
I never heard of it.
And I'm actually reading the information I printed off the internet, and it's based on the S&P 500, the Russell 2000, and the NASDAQ 100. And I'm trying to figure out what exactly is it, how does it work, what's the company going to do with the money, and how safe is it? Because the conversation I had made it sound like this is better than canned beer.
Well, I will tell you.
Well, they're not supposed to cold call.
I will tell you, if they gave you a cold call, I'd stay away from it.
Okay. Okay.
Who called you? I'm just curious. Don't give a name. I mean, was it a brokerage firm? Was it maybe you don't even know.
It was a financial services firm.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Basically, like I say, the general rule is you get a call on something out of the blue, you stay away.
Okay. Okay.
But what is this thing called again?
What is it? We'll look into it further. Yeah. Obviously, we've never heard of it. You know.
It's a 3-year auto-callable contingent buffered equity note.
Yeah, and you have to find out who's backing it.
Right, okay, that I can do. I have that information in front of me.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to figure out, it shows that it makes it sound like over a year it's going to yield 10%, and it sounded like a very safe. And it's like, I'm scratching my head saying, this doesn't make sense.
Well, you agree. I agree. I remember years ago they used to call you on all these, what were they, like limited partnerships or something? Remember the payphone one? And, 16% a year and so forth. And we know a couple that lost all their savings, okay, because it sounded so great, right? And we all know what happened to payphones, at that
right.
time. So, yeah, we'll look around, you probably should say who the company is. I don't know, are they selling somebody else's product or is it their product?
So this is actually... J.P. Morgan is the people that are pushing it, but it actually came from a financial services firm
right.
that's looking for my business.
Okay. Well, like I say, I'm always very cautious. Let us look into it further.
I have something on it.
Do you? What?
Auto callables are quite commonly traded exotics with quite a few variations in structure. As the name suggests, these structures get automatically redeemed or auto-called when the underlying price breaches the auto-call barrier. Essentially, the maturity of the trade is not fixed. The trade might auto-call on any of the observation dates prior to the final observation or expiring date. Let's begin with the simpler... Well, there's a number of them. So that it wasn't about that one, but I don't know.
We'd have to look into it further.
Okay.
So, if both of us, with our great memories, remember, give us a call next week again, and we'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, was there a name to this one?
Yeah, it was called the 3-year S&P.
No, I know that, but was it the ETF, the JP Morgan, the O Notes, the Goldman Sachs? Was there anything like that?
Yeah, somebody's name that came along with it.
JP Morgan.
JP Morgan, all right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Very interesting, but we shall look.
Okay. Take care and be safe.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
This is what could have given Jamie Dimon the heart attack. These people are cold calling. No. Anyway.
I'm also, very suspicious how they keep coming out with all these different products, And, a lot of them...
It's like lottery.
Yeah, and they don't end up doing what they're supposed to do, and you really have to read all the fine print, but we'll look into it.
Yeah, somebody might have an interest. I mean, it's not a definite negative. You just got to have an understanding. It might be something
right.
that might turn out to be interesting, but I wouldn't bet the farm on it.
No, and, like I say, you have to really recognize and find out, how does this really work? Under what conditions? And
it's a structured investment.
Yeah. Can you lose money on it? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Okay. Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
Here's the 5-year SPX RTY step-up auto-callable contingent buffered equity note.
So say it again.
No, okay. Quickly, backwards.
Right.
North American Structured Investments. I'm just going to try and look for
that. Well, you play with that while we're waiting.
Yeah.
Chat box, if you want to go to the chat box, sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is chat and archives. There you are. Just say, join the chat. You can ask a question. You can put in the symbol. If you do put in the symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with that symbol. If the notes
have not been automatically called And the first value, when you start getting into this,
leave
it's
me
confusing.
Alone. Leave me alone.
You may lose 50% of your investment.
Save us. Jerry from Alden, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter and David.
Good morning.
I don't know if I should ask that question.
Don't ask that question. I've got a headache already. So.
No, it's because of Peter. I own Philip Morris PM and Altera MO, and
right.
I wondered, I've held them for a long time. For the dividend, I'm just wondering what your thinking is.
Well, that's very. What would you say? Interesting coincidence, because Barron's covered Philip Morris, telling you why it might be a great buy right now. And it was interesting. You know, I always tell people, you know, it's not that, you know, it'd be nice if Barron sponsored this show, but. You know, you always find information you didn't know about. And they put out like a 150-page thing on how they're going to ESG, believe it or not. And they have a product that they've been getting people to switch from cigarettes. It's IQ something technology, IQOS technology. It's heat-treated tobacco. And but it's interesting. They said, you know, reason why, and I don't know all about it. I read the article. I just went through it very briefly this morning. But basically what they're saying is it's not the nicotine that does the damage. I mean, other than I guess you get addicted, but it's the smoke that actually causes the problem with the lungs and everything. And
the heat.
Yeah, and they're getting a lot of people to switch to whatever this is. So I'd read that article, and it looked, looked very interesting. You know, that,
smoke them if you got them.
Yeah, and yeah. So I think it's very good information that I knew nothing about. You know, so, and I'm sure a lot of other people didn't. And it's also something else they're doing with the stuff you chew. What do you call that? Chewing tobacco.
Chewing
or something.
Tobacco.
But it's different. You know, and you read that too. They get it from a Swedish company, and it's somehow you don't have to spit it out. I don't know what it is. But.
Well, they have some. I've seen some of that stuff that's you know, made from pork, and it's edible, and you know, it's just so many things like that are psychological.
Yep.
You know that whatever, but I just wouldn't invest in a company that kills people. So
well, they're trying to move away from that, and each to his own.
Okay.
6% dividend, right? And it looks good. I mean, it really does. I mean, next resistance would be about 78. And for what it's worth, the price objective on the point and figure method is 92, which happens to be the high that was back in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, that was something. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'd stick with that. And let me check with Altria, right? That's MO, right?
Yeah, didn't Willard used to follow that?
He did. You know, I don't know what the situation is now with that, to tell you the truth. But
and the dividend payments, you can save those because it'll help with the copay for the chemo and the other side.
Jesus Christ.
And the $29,000 for the other stuff that, you know, pertains.
Yeah, I mean, all you can say for Philip Morris, I do the research, see if they're doing anything, you know, to change what they're doing. I mean, the PM looks good with what the movement, you know, to publish a 158-page paper about what their objectives are, you know, and so forth. I think that's impressive. And this one's basically basing, you know. What's the dividend? Let's see. The dividend on this is, where is the yield? Not much.
Yeah, you get a new larynx.
It's only 8.8% yield. Not bad. So, no, it's basing. I'd probably stick with it for the time being.
Yeah, they talk about, I keep hearing, we might get negative interest rates and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So obviously, income.
It's important.
And
I would say, you know, if this could get to 44, that would be a very nice breakout, you know, and your next target would be between 48 and 51. So if it can just sit here and collect the 8%, so be it.
Okay. How are we for time? I got a couple more.
Well, you're the only person, so keep going.
GH, Guiding Health.
Guidant Health. You own that, or?
Yes.
What's the symbol on that again?
GH. Guidant Health.
No, it says Guardant Health.
Or Guardant, okay.
Okay.
I thought, his accent.
Yeah, I put GH down. I saw Guardant, and I said,
it's the Alden accent that does it.
It's the Alden accent. Jeez.
I knew what you meant, Jerry.
I don't know. What did it get hit on Friday for? Anyway, was there news out there?
I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty big drop. At one point, yeah, it got down to, what, 80 or something?
Yeah, no, there's no news, Pete.
No news at all, huh?
No, not on Friday.
No, huh? Boy, and that's all those, see all those little red zeros?
Yeah. Their earnings are coming out August 6th.
Yeah, watch that. Watch their earnings. Still hanging above the 200-day, which is at 77.5. So I'd say as long as it stays above the 200-day. If it drops below it, I'd reevaluate it. And also, look, see if you can find anything on, you know, what caused the drop on Friday there.
Okay. Well, it always, lately, it always has bounced around.
Yeah, I noticed that. It has big moves up, down, you know. Right now, it's really in a trading range about between 75 and 87, 88. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I sold some when it was up a month ago.
Very good, very good. So watch that 200-day. Yeah.
Last one is OPK. Which I own.
OTK?
OP.
P as in Peter.
OPK. Peter. Oh, you're a lucky person. I had a service that had recommended that. I went in it. I gave up on it. And look at that. It takes off. I think
it
they
went
have,
up.
Go ahead.
Went up higher than some of the targets I saw. Went up to 6 and now dropped back.
Yeah, well, 6 was important resistance, okay? It's an area it hit twice in July and August.
Closed at 530.
Yeah, so it ran up to that resistance again. You know, support for it should probably, well, can't use the 200 or 50-day. So
52-week highs, 642.
Yeah, I mean, but it broke out above the downtrend line, which is positive. And, you know, could pull back to 4.5 or so, you know, maybe 4.25 possible. But I'd look into that because I think there's some kind of catalyst, you know, coming up for this company in a not too distant future. So
yeah, there's been no research reports for 2 years.
Yeah, but I know a service that I follow for biotech was very high on this, and they're still saying stick with it. Because it's got a some kind of catalyst coming up in the future.
Well, I bought it back because a lot of the insiders are buying. But again, looking back at the history, the president was, I kind of got thought accused of pumping it up, but that was a couple of years ago. But this time, a number of the people bought it. I don't know how lucrative that test. I mean, they're. They've obviously got a lot of testing contracts now that they got the.
Those insider buy-ins, those appear to be options, because I see this Philip Frost, who's the CEO and chairman. He's buying at 227, 242, 216, you know, 115. I mean, he's buying them pretty cheap. Must be options.
Right, but he bought back when it was down there too.
Yeah, it's, you know, you have to look into, like you said, if it's options that, you know, all he's doing is
exercising
his options, you know.
Oh, sure, I understand that.
So you have to.
It may not be back in June. The price was, you know, below in that $2 range. I don't know if it was options.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but like I say, I wish I could remember. You know, the guy outlined, he put it in as one of his services for longer term, you know.
Yeah, this guy owns 190 million shares.
Really?
Yeah, he's buying 100, 100, 100, 250, 400, 325, 25,000. How'd that get in there? 200, 400, 500, 500, 643, 161. Those sounds like options.
Yeah, and I wish I could remember. You know, I'll try to remember next week. There's a website you go to, and it tells you what the upcoming things for all companies are, you know. And,
what do you mean, upcoming earnings? Or?
No. Upcoming reviews by the FDA.
Oh, okay.
And which is important to know, you know, what products do they have? What is it going to be in the third quarter? What stage of their tests are at and so forth? And when are they going to announce or estimated to announce their results? They're very, very good.
Okay.
I don't know. I used to remember it, but right now.
That would have been nice for Art's favorite, IMMU.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly.
Which seems to have hung in there for years, bouncing up and down.
And then all of a sudden, boom, you know, because the shorts got hammered.
Yeah, this stock, if you look at the past news, when there's big up days, it's based on the news is that this guy's buying.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. They did get a sports testing contract. I mean, they got testing.
No, but if you look at the days that it's up, and what I'm telling you is that those are the days that it's highlighted that he was buying. So people are following him. Now, I'm not saying that's good or bad, but I'm just saying that's the news on it. There's not a lot of coverage on this company.
So that's an interesting.
Yeah, but going back to 2016, you know, the target price on this. Now, this is from brokerage firms. You know, J.P. Morgan's guy had a $14 target price. Oppenheimer had a $12, $13 target. I mean, this is going back years ago, but there must have been something that they were developing that then went flat, and now they're developing something else. So.
Yes, they are. They do have something besides the testing range realm.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what it was, but they got... It seems like a couple of weeks ago they got a positive notice or something. Nothing big, but okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
Thank you for being there.
All right.
Okay. Right now, give us a call. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And if Vic can be patient for about 1 minute, we're going to take a quick 1 minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. So give us a call. Phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Vic. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good, okay. Sir. Good morning to you.
Pete, if you look at a chart for me and give your analysis on it, I'd appreciate it. Look at SAVE, Spirit, S-A-V-E. How would you play this thing? You got this flag pattern. You got the volume. It's coming down on low volume. It keeps bouncing off the 10-day moving average. Where would you put your buy stop on it if you wanted to go long on that one? I like the chart here.
What closed was the symbol? At 1647. SAVE, S-A-V-E.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's your favorite stock, isn't it?
No.
No, not really. It's made me money, so I guess it's one of my favorites.
Hey, listen.
No, you're not the one who was talking to me about shorting it or something? Or no, I guess not.
No, I sold puts on it. I sold a 1250s for unbelievable premium about 2 months ago.
Really?
But I've never been long the stock.
Okay, let me take a look real quick here. Real quick. It's not going to be real quick. But anyway.
That was your terms.
It's my term.
This is Spirit Airlines.
I know.
Virgin Galactic. Mr. Whatever his name is. Can't remember.
You can't remember Branson there?
Yeah, there you go. Thomas Branson. No, it's not.
Thomas. Jesus Christ.
Stock came down from 55.21, 52-week high.
Yeah, I mean, but it's been basing beautifully, really. Okay. So what are you saying? You're looking for an entry point on it, or?
Well, yeah, no. It did. It got crushed with the COVID.
Yeah.
And then it hit. It went. It went real low. Now it's been heading back up. It got to the low 20s. Now it's come back on nice volume, and it keeps. Low volume, which I like,
mm-hmm.
and it's bouncing off the 10-day weekly.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, if someone were, one of your clients would say, I want to go long on this, where would your buy point be to go long on the common?
Where would the buy point be?
Yeah, off of that chart. Would it be the high of the flag? It's got a flag pattern.
Yeah, but see, the problem is, I mean, the high is 19.5, right? The recent mm-hmm. high.
Right.
And I would say if it went above 19.5, I would be looking at it at that point.
19.5, but it'd have to show you volume, right?
Exactly. Sure.
And what do you think? What would be your low for it? I was thinking selling the 10-week moving average put. That was my other plan of attack. I haven't done either.
Yeah, because I mean, it's been sitting right there. You know, no question about it. And it's been bouncing right along it.
Exactly, and, the 10.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, right now you have it at what? Right around, let's see, the 50 days, around 16, what? Around 16. And, so if you were going to sell a put, either 16 or the next one under that, you know.
Second question: When you do weeklies, what are your moving averages you like? You use 10, 40, 200. What would you be your what moving averages do you punch in on when you want to go weekly? Not a daily, not a monthly, a weekly. What would be your
the weekly is the same moving averages as the daily.
So you can go 5, 10, 20. You can go 10, 40, right. 200.
Yep.
Okay. And then the last question is SLV.
Yeah.
Where would you expect? Where would this thing's gone crazy the last week? If it were to come back, any thoughts on? I mean, and this is a tough question. Where its potential resting point would be on a comeback?
Close at 21.21.
Good
numbers.
You can see the gap area, right?
Right. Close the gap. Huh?
Yeah. So the gap area was 1988. So it might attempt to close the gap if it came back. So anywhere between, let's see, the gap's between 1988 and 2050. So anywhere between that or down to 1988, if it came back. I've seen some projections on this that the next potential target's 25 to 26.
If anything were to revive Jason's radio career, I thought this move would.
You're right.
Right?
No, you're right.
I'm watching this. I'm watching this go, and I said he's going to get a call from the Silver Bug saying it's going to hit 45.
Well, that's the 45, 50 is the famous area, right?
He touted SLV for 3 years. I love that guy.
Oh yeah.
He's very, very entertaining.
I don't know what happened to him.
No. Oh, he does the glass block windows, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's his guy. Great show.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks,
you very much. Okay. Give us a call. 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And we're going to go to
Liam
in Lockport. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man.
Thank you.
Could you compare two funds for me?
We'll try.
One is VCVLX, mm-hmm. and the other is VWNVX. This represents like maybe 9% of my net worth, and it's held in a Roth.
Okay. So you're looking that up right now?
I am looking that up right now.
What was the first symbol?
Victor Charlie Victor Larry X-ray, which is the Vanguard something, I would assume.
Capital value.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah. Value, as we know, hasn't been a great area to be.
Well, that's why, for me anyway, it represents a pretty small slice of the pie.
And, you know, I read every year, value's coming back, and it will, you know. And I don't know what your time horizon is, you know.
Well, this will be the very last money I touch. I mean, this will be in this account for, you know, I'm not looking at accessing it for well over a decade.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, so there's nothing wrong with having 9% in value, you know, because it will come back, you know. So if you have that time horizon, I don't think there's anything wrong there for first. Okay. Now, you know, the price objective for what it's worth on the point and figure chart is 14.5, you know, which would be nice, you know. So it looks okay. Well, it looks okay, at least from that. Now, what's the other one there?
VWNDX.
D, okay.
Now, do you own both of these, or?
No, I own the previous one.
The first one we talked about, okay.
Yeah, I was just looking at them. This one, the expense ratio is a minimal amount higher, but it's very similar. I was just wondering.
Yeah, I mean, if I didn't have the names on the charts, they look almost the same, you know.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Well, the Windsor, though, has been around forever.
Well, no question about
that. Exactly. It's definitely got a much longer track record.
Right.
Yeah, do you know what the performance is this year? Does it show it on there?
The second one, the Windsor's negative 12.8.
All right, and then what?
The other one I couldn't get it.
I couldn't get it really.
Out. Yeah.
What was the first symbol there?
VCVLX.
I mean, in general, we know all the value funds have not been doing well. Okay, so that's not surprising.
I just wouldn't have 9% of my portfolio in it. That's just me.
Why? Really? Do you think that's too high?
No.
Oh yes. Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's me. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Especially because it's not performing. That's why I wouldn't have that much in there. Well, is it recent or has it been ongoing?
I've had this account for, I would say, 10 years.
Okay. But that particular investment you've had in there for 10 years?
VCVL.
Yeah. What is it again?
VCV. Victor Charlie Victor Larry X-ray.
Boy, why doesn't it come up at all?
Yeah, I can't get it either.
Yeah, boy. I mean, it doesn't come up when you Google it, which is very strange, you know. But
so am I saying it correctly? V, Victor, C, Charlie, V, Victor, Larry,
Vanguard Capital Value, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I can't get it either.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Here's the performance. Hang on. Coming up. Let's see, from 12:31 to 7:20, update performance. Hey, we're coming right along here.
Yeah, moving like molasses in February.
Here we go. It's only down 9.29.
Right.
So it's been slightly better.
What's the 10-year performance?
10-year is 8.56.
Negative?
No, positive.
Oh, that's good. All right, so you got some good
years. And what was the Windsor?
The 10-year? I don't know. No, I'm going to look. I'm going to go back.
Go back.
I'm trying to find that other one.
That's okay. What's the symbol on the Windsor?
The Windsor is good that it's got more of a track record. It goes back. I mean, it's been around a long time.
Well, I mean, this one has a 10-year track record, you know. What is the symbol on the Windsor?
Victor. WNDX.
VWN?
Yes.
VX. As in, how do you like the way we're going through the time on this show?
I think you guys are brilliant.
It's
watching
paint dry.
I was going to break out my guitar and maybe do a commercial.
There you go.
We may need that.
Yeah, there you go.
Hang on there.
Performance.
Let's see.
It'd probably be under performance, right?
No.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I got to create an account. I'm not going to do that. Go ahead, Pete. You're on. It's all you.
Okay, I'd like to take this opportunity to do a commercial for my table tennis club.
Then. There you go.
There you go. Go ahead.
Well, we're currently shut down, but maybe during phase 14 they'll let us open up. So we'll
go.
See.
Yeah. You're just too close. No doubles.
That's it. I mean, we're 9 feet apart. We're socially distancing. So, yeah, no doubles. Exactly.
Yeah, but you can't sneeze on the ball, though.
I had to sneak to watch my grandson play soccer outdoor yesterday. I had to go incognito, sit way far away with binoculars.
Well,
My son and daughter-in-law weren't too happy about it. Why did you come? I said, look, nobody knew where I was. I was first sitting in the car. I looked like a creeper.
Yeah, as long as you're wearing a disguise, nothing creepy about that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't much of a disguise other than dirty clothes because I've been working in the yard all day. So,
anyway. Yeah, let me see.
Come on, Pete. What do you got, buddy?
I don't know. I think I can milk this right to the end.
Well,
maybe
really
Liam
prepared.
Knows.
I'll get more material next time.
There you go.
You better. You have any jokes or anything?
Well, nothing that would allow me to. I don't want to get you guys in trouble.
Thank you. Yes,
we appreciate
24
that.
Years of a clean record. Other than we had one guy used to call. He'd slip. He'd drop the S word once in a while. But other than that,
it happens. I mean, we're emotional people, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Let's see, 5-year average return anyway for Windsor's 8.32.
And what's the other one, 5-year?
Oh, get out of here. looks to me as if they're pretty close to each other, really. You know?
Yeah, I almost thought they were very, very, very similar.
After all of that, it looks like they're pretty close.
And Pete agrees. He said you should only have 8% in, not 9%. No, but I just think 9% in value is just too much. But
that's him.
That's me.
So yeah, take it for what it's worth.
Yeah,
right.
Take it for
right.
It's worth what you paid for.
Right.
Zero. So.
Exactly.
No. Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks so much,
good
man.
Call.
Great show.
Very
thank
nice,
you.
Liam.
Appreciate
nice. Thanks
it very
for
much.
Calling.
Okay.
Couple
right
chat
now.
Rooms.
Oh, chat? Okay.
Let's
do the chat.
ADM.
Eight? Oh, God.
Oh, nice. AMD. AMD.
That's what I figured it was.
Advanced Micro closed at 69.40. It was up 16.5% on Friday.
Yeah, because Intel
pooped
the bag.
But they do that all the time. I don't know.
No, well, I think Intel's got a major problem this time.
Yeah, they say that all the time. Except that the gentleman in charge isn't a technical guy.
I mean,
that's kind of interesting.
For decades, AMD used to be something that got stuck on the
bottom of the shoe
of Intel, you know.
Right.
And now it's really taken off. For what it's worth, did he say he owned it at all? Or? Well, anyway, you know, the potential price objective, take it for what it's worth, 77. But that's a beautiful breakout. I mean, this is after all year long kind of.
Yes, I own it.
Yeah, kind of dying in the 59 area. And, you know, the potential to me is, you know, the low was 37, high was 59, 22. You know, I think it could go into the 80s, you know. It looks very, very strong.
Okay.
And, you know, worst case, it could pull back to 64 maybe, you know.
Okay.
Famous last words.
Yeah.
But,
let's look at, and somebody didn't ask about it, but let's look at NVIDIA, NVDA.
Why are we looking
maker.
At NVIDIA?
Another chip maker.
NVDA. Yeah, somebody didn't ask?
No, they didn't. I was just asking.
You're just curious?
Uh-huh. Closed at 407.78.
Well, I don't know. That one's another one that got trounced a little on Friday. Of course, that's because the last 2 days, the big running stocks on the NASDAQ have been hit.
Mm-hmm.
And
a little profit-taking, probably.
Yeah, probably profit-taking. But, you know, it would give a potential sell signal into support around 388 to 384.
Mm-hmm.
And the downside objective, for what it's worth.
Drum roll.
352.
All right. Somebody also was thinking of buying that OPK, which you spoke about, the one that closed at 530 with all the insider buying, looking for an entry point.
Well, once again, I would do your own research. You know, be careful about anything you hear on anybody's show.
Do your own research.
A lot of things sound great, you know, and yeah. So, I mean, if you do some research into us and you really like it, you could buy a little. And if it pulled back to, say 4.5, 4.75. Where to close at?
5:30.
Yeah. So if 4.5 to 4.75, you could add to it. Or you could say, I'll wait and maybe it'll pull back and I'll buy it there.
And just bear in mind that all the increases
very speculative
have been because of insider buying, but, so you got to watch that.
Yeah, but it's very speculative. But there is some kind of catalyst coming up, and I wish I could find it, but I will find it by next week. But you'll have to do if you're looking to do something right now. But
I'm
if
not.
It did pull back, it looks,
I looked,
looks
I didn't
pretty
see
good around the area for 4.5, 4.75, somewhere around there. And like I say, if you do your research into it and you really like it, you know, you might buy a little and then see what happens next.
Right. Right.
Is that it? We're down to the end?
Yeah. Next week, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to have a quiz for you.
Your quiz? Mm-hmm. About what?
It's the worst 3-month returns for certain types of investments.
And you know the answer right now?
I'm not going
to. And you're not going to tell anybody?
In the biz, this is called a tease.
For next week?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we shall
see. If I remember.
One thing I had been pointing out,
yes,
that typically in the election year cycle,
yeah,
it's typical around the middle or so, a little bit later area, for a pullback or correction, you mm-hmm. know, that normally ends very quickly toward the end of July at worst.
Were you saying the 27th of July, or is that somebody?
No.
Somebody else, Kramer's been saying
oh,
that.
Okay.
Somebody's saying the peak
okay.
on the 27th.
But, I mean, typically a short-term peak is seen right around now or
mm-hmm.
And, you know, only lasts a short period of time normally, and then normally in the election year takes off again for a nice run into September. Then I guess everybody gets nervous in September because the election's getting a lot closer right. and you got things going on.
Any quick target for the S&P off the top of your head?
No.
Okay.
That was a very quick answer. So.
No, that's good.
But anyway, you know, as we always say, keep a little powder dry because there's opportunities in corrections. Watch for some rotation. You know, some of the other groups, the cyclical groups, have been getting stronger.
So, I'm asking it now.
So until next week, take care.
Be safe.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.